Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. If you have a student in your family looking to head to college, you probably already know that this year's financial aid situation has been a long and a challenging road. The free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, was revamped, but it also was rolled out much later than normal. Financial aid awards will be delayed even further because the Department of Education made some last-minute changes, making already tight deadlines and decisions even tighter. Plus, there are Cal Grants, Pell Grants, California Dream Act applications, scholarships to consider. There is a lot. The list goes on and on. This weekend, the Mexico Consulate is hosting an event called Steps to College. It is the largest bilingual and binational university fair in Northern California. There'll be representatives from colleges and universities, higher education experts, as well as financial aid advocates to help students navigate the college experience and learn about their financial options for higher education. Joining us with more on Steps to College are Miguel Molina, an academic advisor for the College Assistance Migrant Program held at Sacramento State, and Donatio Gonzalez with the Consul General of Mexico in Sacramento. Good afternoon to you both.
Thank you.
Hi. Hola, Vicky.
Hola. Welcome. I know, Gonzalez and Gonzalez. We're like primos.
Conos, primos. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yes. Like, we're primos here.
Yes. Okay, Donatio, I want to start with you. I mean, this is such a big event. It's important for a lot of people. How did this college fair come about?
I'm so excited about this, to be honest. This is a community festivity, I would say. You know, yes, it's for education and it's for all the people who lives here in the North California interested in to get help about education, about to get advices in terms of how to get these applications, as you mentioned it, the process to get into and be part of that, but also advising them in terms of funding and scholarships. You know, like, university is expensive. Yeah, I have still some friends who's like, oh, I'm still paying my tuition. So we know about that, and that's part of the process of this fair, to help them to give them the proper steps of how to get this and how to achieve this dream. In terms of also, as you know, we have a huge number of population of migrants here in California, Hispanic community. So some of them, maybe their papers, their documents, they're not regulated, and they say like, well, my papers are not per se in the best regulation possible, but I still want to get education. And yes, you have the right to get the proper education and the highest one. So in terms of that, also we help them with a group of lawyers to let them know how to deal with situation like this. So this is basically a fair for everyone. Everyone is welcome here. It doesn't matter, as I always say, we are a very inclusive consulate and a very inclusive government, that it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what's your sexual orientation. If you have even a disability, we will help you with that. We want to make this party as much as inclusive as possible. So this is for everyone. And just because we are Mexican, of course, we want to have fun. We want to party. And in terms of it will be music, will be food. We have a famous and a great singer, Camila Fernandez, who will perform free for all our attendees and guests. So yeah, this is also a party. And we welcome you there. We will hope to see you this Saturday in the consulate.
Yeah. It's good to mix a little fun with business, you know, have a party. And also, I mean, that's just incredible. I kind of go back to when I was going to college, like I was navigating it by myself. My parents didn't really, you know how to help, you know, and that was completely understandable. It's a lot to take in, but you're really offering a single location, a one-day fair where you can spend all day and people will help walk you through the process, which is, it really is a case-by-case basis. Like, no two situations are the same.
That's true. And here with me is Dr. Molina, who is a great ally in this event. And maybe Dr. Molina could provide you more information about the content of the workshops, because also we will be dealing not just with information, but also with workshops. So maybe, Doctor, you could share it with the audience here and with Vicky, what will be the content of these workshops?
Yeah, happy to do so. You know, this is a very comprehensive college fair, and it came together because we had a lot of leaders from community colleges, California State Universities, University of California, and private universities that said, let's work smarter together. Let's pull this together and really get this audience touched. And so we know that most of the kids and the families are first generation, first ones to go to their families. We know that as they're hitting high school and college, that they really can't go back to their parents and ask, how do I do this? Because their parents haven't gone to college or they haven't gone to the university. So they don't understand these processes. So here we are, the professionals at the higher ed institutions, and we're ready to really give these students a how do I do it and spoon feed them through it. So we have workshops on financial aid, how to do either the California Dream Act application for Dreamers, but we also have the FAFSA as well. We give workshops on resources for the Dreamers. We have workshops on admissions for California State University, University of California, California Community Colleges, and even the independent colleges and universities. But we take that even a step further. We have Mexico universities
who will come and guide
students who have interest to even go into Mexico and study in universities there. And it's just a rich binational touch to this college fair. But in addition to that, we also provide workshops for the parents in Spanish. We have a great organization called PIQUE that helps us. We are also teaching the parents how to get their GEDs through a program called HEP, which is from Sac State. Also the CAMP program, which I'm part of. We also teach students that are coming from farm worker or migrant backgrounds that they have an opportunity to go to college and be helped in their first year when they enter the university. And so they'll be there as well. But we're also going to teach people about tech careers and how to get in there and also how to finance their student loans and basically financial literacy as well. So it's a wide, rich menu. And if the students can't hit all of the workshops, not to worry. We're going to record them and put them on our website afterwards. But we want them to be there all day, enjoy the workshops, enjoy the entertainment, enjoy the food trucks.
We're going to have fun.
Mariachis are going to be there. I mean, it's going to be very festive. And this is our 14th year of doing this. So we've got it down.
That is wonderful. I mean, especially when you talk about financial literacy, that's not necessarily taught at home or at school. And, you know, once you become 18 and if you, you know, take out a college loan, I mean, there's not really a handbook for that that's easily accessible. So, I mean, it's wonderful that this workshop or this day fair will help walk people through the process and also let them know what they can take advantage of so they don't leave money on the table, you know, if it could help fund their education, because college is expensive.
That's true. And this is the biggest educational fair in the north of California. It's something that is important to mention. It's completely free. There's no cost for any of the events or workshops. Like, this is completely free. This is also important to mention. And once again, we welcome everyone. I know that maybe because it's organized, one of the organizers is Mexico, the Consulate of Mexico, and we're talking about Hispanics and all of this. Maybe they will say like, oh, maybe this is only for Hispanic people or Latinos. No, this is for everyone. You know, even that if you don't speak Spanish, just because this is a binational and bilingual fair. So we welcome everyone. So maybe it's like, oh, I'm interested into studying one of the universities in Mexico, and we will also guide you in terms of that. So that's what I said. Like I mentioned, this is a party and a festivity for everyone, and all of you, you are welcome. And I would love to see all of you this Saturday at 9 a.m. in our consulate. This will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And something that if I share with you this, Vicky, and with your audience, is like,
yes,
I feel
very
proud, honored that this is an event built by community to the community. This is not just an initiative of the government of Mexico. This is an initiative where lots of people, including networks, media, NGOs, civil society, the academic field, like everyone who is on board and wants to bring something to this party. I mean, it's a community festivity for the rest of our people. So that makes me feel so proud that everyone and all the people here is involved, even politicians. And we will have the mayor of Sacramento participating in the opening ceremony. We will have members of the Congress. We will have council members. So it's like everyone is on board. And I'm so proud to see that everyone is joining to this great initiative. in favor of our of the new generations, in favor of education, in favor to do things bigger and make and help them to achieve those big dreams, you know. So that makes me feel so happy that this is a community event.
Yeah, because you're going to be expecting thousands of people. I mean, you're serving thousands of students. And Miguel, I mean, given that you're with the CAMP program at Sac State, that's the College Assistance Migrant Program, this has been in place for quite a while as well.
Yes.
When you talk to students today, what are the challenges that you're hearing from them and their families about wanting to attend college, but, you know, unsure if they can actually make it happen?
Well, their biggest fears are financing first. You know, they're not sure how financial aid works. And they also don't really even understand private scholarships. And that's a starting point. But then also, how do the systems work? For example, I could go to community college for 2 years free, thanks to the Promise Grant in California. And most students don't even know how that works. They have to be full-time students, they have to graduate from high school, and they have to apply for financial aid. They do those three elements, they're free no matter what their income is in their families at the California Community Colleges. They're going to hear about that in one of the workshops. California State University, University of California, they have programs as well. For example, the University of California has the Blue and Gold Scholarship. Any family that makes under $80,000 is free at the University of California. So if they qualify and they're admitted, they could go to one of the most prestigious systems in the United States for free. So these are the kind of things I'll learn about at the Steps to College through our speakers that are going to talk about, you know, admissions, they're going to talk about financial aid, how do I pay for it, all those different types of things that they need. And then the other part is they get to meet people that look like them. They get to meet the recruiters from all these colleges. We're going to have almost 70 colleges and universities there in a college fair. It's in a giant tent. They're building it already today around this storm. But we're ready to go. And there's not going to be rain on Saturday. And it is going to be free. Again, it's from 9 to 3 o'clock. The address is 2093 Arena Boulevard. And we do ask that the students, if you can, pre-register. We're actually going to be raffling some laptops if you pre-register. And so if you would go to stepstocollegesac.org, I'll say that again, stepstocollegesac.org, pre-register, because anybody who's pre-registered, your name's going to go into that hat for a raffle of some laptops. And so there you go. There's even another extra piece to this party. And so it's really a nice, comprehensive event.
Given that this has been going on for 14 years now, I am sure that, you know, you have some pretty great stories that keep you doing it year after year. I mean, can you kind of help us visualize, you know, how impactful this is for a student who spends the day there, how they go in and then also how they leave?
What's amazing is now some of these people that I started with 14 years ago, they're parents now. They're professionals. Now I'm getting their teenagers who are going to come through. So now I'm seeing generations come through thanks to this effort. And so there's nothing better than that. Now you know that the information is starting to trickle down and get wider. And the Latino population, for example, here at Sac State, that's 36% of this campus. That's the largest group at Sacramento State. And so that should give you an idea of the need for these students to get the information. If that's that large here at Sac State, right around this whole region, the Latino population needs information. But so does everyone else. And that's why we're very open college fair for anyone to come, not just Latinos, but we're hoping that everybody comes and it's free. They trust that there's food there. There's going to be food trucks available for them and plenty of entertainment.
Mm. You know, given that also the Mexican consulate is obviously open to the community, I mean, what are you hearing from the community about what's needed? Because you're obviously filling a gap by being a space of information and education for a lot of people.
This is a platform to really provide people an opportunity to get educated in terms of how to access to university, you know, universities. Sometimes, let me give context to the people who are listening to us and they can see us, but I'm the youngest member of the group of ambassadors of Mexico. I'm 37. And in terms of that, for me, it's important to give visibility to everyone, you know. That's part of my flag in terms of bringing a platform that everyone can be part of, but at the same time, that you can access to. Sometimes we see minority groups, including migrants, as people who need protection, or they are vulnerable, or, yes, we are target of hate speech and a lot of things that actually will be narratives in the forthcoming days in terms of politics. But also, it's important to say that migrants here, they make a huge difference, you know. And to also to make a huge difference is not just about attitude and personality. It's also about education. So in terms of that, that's why we're promoting that these new generations of migrants, of new generations of people who or were born here and they came from migrants' families, or they migrated to this country in a young age, they get the opportunity and accessibility to get the highest education possible and get all the resources to make their dreams come true in terms of profession, you know, and work as also as we are doing now, community, that they be part of this and now be an important actors to work for the generations of the next community.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Donatio and Dr. Molina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias for having us.
Yes, what a great event that's going to be happening this weekend. That is Dr. Miguel Molina, the academic advisor for the College Assistance Migrant Program at Sac State, and Donatio Gonzalez, the Consul General of Mexico in Sacramento. And the event, Steps to College, is happening Saturday, 9 to 3 p.m. It is free of charge. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and this event at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.